And as you've been hearing on the bulletins this morning, the actress Angelina Jolie has revealed she's had a preventative double mastectomy because she's a very high risk of breast cancer. Angelina Jolie made the revelation in an article in the New York Times. It's entitled My Medical Choice. And she said she made the decision because she carries a faulty gene that increases her risk of both breast and ovarian cancer. In fact, the doctors put the risk figure at about 87%. And after this mastectomy, that has reduced to 5% or less. I'm joined by Bernie Montgomery, who's chairperson of Cancer Lifeline and has had a double mastectomy herself. Bernie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And the rest of us are just listening in on this news story in a way. This is a different kind of listening experience for you as someone who's gone through it.
Very much so. I have to say it was a shock, as always, when you hear, obviously, someone big in the media hearing about this, when people like us go through it all the time and you feel it's something that touches all of us.
And it's very courageous of her because she could have maintained her privacy around this, and I'm sure people might have respected her privacy around this. She's decided to make this public, really, to encourage others to take similar choices if that's appropriate for them.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's the choice is the big word in all of this here. It is good that she is stepping out there and letting other people know that she made the decision. And it's very... We are all very lucky that we can get genetically tested nowadays, and we do know that if there is a history in the family who are carrying this gene, that we can make a choice of having a mastectomy. And I'm sure now that she is feeling more at ease with herself, knowing that there's only 5% chance now of breast cancer coming back to her.
How many women in our society here in Northern Ireland, Bernie, face this kind of choice, this crossroads in their life?
Probably a lot more than people think. I don't have the percentages, to be honest with you. In Cancer Lifeline, we would see this very, very regular. We would see families coming in. Maybe they've had their mothers, their aunts, older sisters, family members, and they would have this. And you would see different people, different decisions. You could have a family and, like I say, maybe two sisters coming in and they're carrying the gene, and maybe one will decide to have a double mastectomy and the other one decides they don't feel that they're ready to make a decision like that. And that's a very, very personal decision.
It's a very personal decision, and you get some of that really in this piece in the New York Times from Angelina Jolie, where she talks about having gone through this procedure and come out the other side with a fully and comprehensive sense of her own femininity, because that's an issue for some women as they approach this,
isn't
it?
It's a massive thing. I mean, you're talking about a woman's femininity and a woman's sexuality as well. And at the end of the day, when you have a double mastectomy, my feeling is that most of anyone is going to make this decision, that they make it with the help and advice of their doctor, of maybe some counselling as well beforehand, because at the end of the day, when people come into Cancer Lifeline, they will meet someone who's already had maybe a mastectomy or a double mastectomy and get to understand the realistic expectations of having a surgery like that. They're never going to be your own breast. They're never going to feel the same as what you felt before. You may lose sensation. They are not going to be the same shape or the same size. And the other side of that, it could be good because they could end up looking better. Mm-hmm. But all seriousness, you know, at the end of the day, it's a massive, massive decision. And some people don't feel that they're ready to actually lose both their breasts because it is part of their femininity.
Can you tell us a little bit from your personal experience, only as much as you're comfortable saying, Bernie, about life beyond making that decision and living with it?
Life beyond making the decision, I have to say, at the time when you're making it, when I made that decision, you know, when the second breast coming off, it was a lot of fear that it was coming from. I was only 36. My aggressive was very aggressive, and I had only about 13% chance of survival at the time. And I would be telling lies to say it was made out of anything heroic, you know. And at the end of the day, reconstruction wasn't readily available here, you know, as it would be now. Looking back on it now, I am glad that I made that decision. I feel that it has saved my life, you know, and when I look at my children, and not only that, my two grandchildren, and I'm getting to see and share their lives, I feel that I've made a a good decision and a wise decision.
And you see that as well in Angelina Jolie's situation with her kids. And apparently the children were asking her, because her mother and her grandmother died from breast cancer, are they going to lose you to breast cancer? And she can now say to them confidently, I've done everything I can. You're not going to lose me to breast cancer.
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's our children that we do make decisions for when we do have them. And at the end of the day, I had three girls of my own. And at the end of the day, this what I didn't want to be, what you don't want to be as a mother is leaving this legacy behind you. And you don't want to be leaving a negative legacy behind you. And if there's something you can do to change the path of that, I don't see any mother who wouldn't.
And if anyone is thinking about that this morning and concerned about some of those choices, of course, don't struggle with that on your own. There are people who can help. There's counselling available through Cancer Lifeline and other organisations to give you advice. Bernie, thank you very much. Bernie is the chairperson and founder of Cancer Lifeline, a local charity in North Belfast.